and reveals. And what I was looking at is so many times, especially in the body of Christ and in the church and in this holiday and the Christmas season that we're in, many get into a box. I think there's many today that are in a box of religion. There's some that are in a box of tradition. Some are stuck in the box of addiction. You know, we get caught up in these things. And when I was thinking about this, the Lord just reminded me of this little box that my grandchildren have at the house. It's Curious George. And Curious George was always getting into things. He was curious. But no matter what Curious George got into, you know, he was always showed love and forgiveness, and he always learned a lesson. And one of the lessons the Lord was showing me and been speaking to my heart about is in harmony. You know, we want to come out of the box of the same old thing, and we want something new, and we're looking at it, but we keep doing the same thing, expecting something different. But the Lord spoke to me and said, it was just like this Curious George in this box. He said, when we start operating and walking in harmony, all of a sudden we'll pop out of this box, and it's going to be an all of a sudden. It's going to happen suddenly. And it was sort of like when, in the day of Pentecost, when all of a sudden there come a mighty rushing wind and it filled all the house where the people were sitting. And that's what we're expecting God to do it all of a sudden in our hearts and our lives and to bring us out of this box. How many of you are tired of the same old thing? Come on, let's be real. God wants to do something brand new. Amen. If we're going to come out of this box. So in Galatians chapter 6, and that's where I'm going today. I thank God for Curious George. I was like Curious George. As a young child, I was always curious. They used to call me, my nickname was Rotor Rooter. Not that I was working in toilets or anything, but I was always looking for something. I was rooting, and I was always looking for something. And my dad, my mom would say, well, what are you looking for? And I would say, when I find it, I'll tell you, but I'm looking. And I'd be looking through closets, and I'd be looking through drawers, and I'd be looking in boxes, and I was like Curious George. I was always looking for something. Amen? And many of you are looking for something, and your answer is right in front of you. You've been seeking, you've been looking for things, you've been looking, waiting for change, and the Lord wants to speak to our hearts today. Is everybody ready in the house? Amen. Amen. I know the devil tried to beat me up this morning, tried to beat me up yesterday. He's always trying to beat me up. I have to recognize that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, so look with me in Galatians 6:1, and let's see where the Lord wants to take us today. The Bible says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall be he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. This morning I want to focus your attention to verse number 9. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The title of this morning's message is Kingdom Dues. Kingdom Dues. What is Kingdom Dues? His will on earth as it is in heaven. The do's, I was looking at the word do, and there's many different definitions for the word do. It has several different meanings. So there's four things I want to share out of this text today. Do respect, do report, do reward, and do response. Amen? What's due him, respect for him, and respect for one another. Amen? So let's lift our word today and make a declaration in the house, and let's see where the Lord wants to take us today. Can you agree with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now, Father, I pray that you speak through me to this body today. May the word say here be edifying, encouraging, comforting, Father God. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and honor and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, I was looking at this. It's sort of in this context. It says that if someone's caught up in a fault, let him that is spiritual restore the one. And so many times as we're in life, we're waiting for somebody else to come to us when if we're filled with the Spirit of God, we should be going to them. He goes on and says that we're to bear one another's burdens. I want you to understand that God is, when the Bible says, when one suffer, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice, that we're here as a body to be a blessing to one another. Sometimes when men are given burdens and the burden seems too big to bear, it's because someone isn't helping them carry the burden. Amen? And sometimes you are carrying a burden, but you're too prideful to tell somebody that you're carrying a burden. And sometimes people don't even know that you're carrying a burden because you're too prideful to say you need help. Amen? In other words, we're here to be a blessing to one another. It's kind of interesting. He says, for every man, let us not to think that we're something when we're nothing, that we're all going to prove our own work and we'll be accountable because each and everyone shall bear his own burden. In other words, it seemed to be a contradiction there when he said, bear ye one another's burdens. Then he said, everyone's going to bear their own burden. In other words, what he is saying here is, hey, this burden is there. Sometimes it's too heavy for your brother to carry, but he's got to bear that burden. And sometimes when it's too hard, much toward the bear, it's because we didn't come beside them to help them bear the burden. Amen. In other words, we're in this together. We're a family of God. We're in this together. We're in this race together. There's no one that's in this race alone. This is a relay race. This is a team race. This is a work together. So we're working together for the kingdom of God. Amen. So today, the first thing he says is And be not weary in well-doing. And what I've got there is due respect. Due respect. One of the definitions for due is what is proper and fit or fitting. What is proper or fitting. Amen? So we're to have due respect for God, and we're having to due respect for one another, and we're to do what is proper and what is fitting. Look with me in Romans chapter 2. The word of God says in verse number 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life, but to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, that but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil of the Jew first and then also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. In other words, due respect. Due respect to God and due respect to one another. You know, and what he's speaking about here and in this context is, hey, if we're spiritual, we're to bear the faults of the others. We're not to bring them down. We're to get people restored, reconciled. Amen? This is a healing place. This is a healing clinic. This is a station to minister to the sick and to bring healing. Amen? You know, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter says in verse number 13, he said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you of the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear or in reverence. Amen? In other words, God says, hey, these due respect. Due respect to him and due respect to one another. In other words, we need to love one another. We need to have some compassion on one another. Amen? Hey, wait a minute. Let me say this. Let me say this to you. The child will never interfere or interrupt anyway. This is a house of children, so don't think that just because that child can run, that child can play, that child can have a cheerful heart. I just want you to know that, okay? Because I don't believe that we have to be stiff-necked and not allow that the child is going to chase God away, he's going to chase the word away, he's going to chase nothing away, okay? Amen? So sometimes people feel uncomfortable because their children feel like they have to move. Well, guess what? When I was a child, I was all over the church. I used to crawl underneath the chairs. My dad would be up there preaching. I'd pop up over here and be popping up over there. And you know what he would do to me? He would make me come and sit up there. And on the pulpit, and everybody had to stare at me, and I would sit there and make faces at everyone, you know, and everybody be laughing and giggling, and Dad thought they were laughing and giggling at his word. I'm serious about this, and I'd be behind them, and I'd be making faces, and they'd be giggling and laughing, and, oh, you ain't taking me serious, okay? Hey, God's a loving God, so amen. But he's saying to us that due respect to what's proper and fitting. What a most wonderful time of the year to do what's proper and fitting. Amen? Not just this time of the year. Hey, you know, Christmas, the act of giving should be year-round. It should be 24/7. It should be 365 days a year. Amen? Give, the giving heart that reaches out to others. Amen? And everyone's due respect. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
We're men and women. We're men and women of integrity. We respect one another. Amen. We love one another. God loves you right where you're at. He loves you so much, he just doesn't want to leave you there. Amen. Amen. So we're due respect. You know, he says in due season. In due season. You know what a due season is? It's an expected time. It's an expected time. That's what the due there means in a due season, a due report. It means you have an expectation. There isn't no farmer that puts seeds in the ground that doesn't have an expectation. Hello? There is no farmer that puts seeds in the ground that doesn't have an expectation. There's a due season. There's a time and purpose for everything under the heaven, the Bible says. There's a time to sow and a time to reap, a time to give and a time to take back. Amen? So we can go through Ecclesiastes 3, and you can read on down in that, but write it down and go look at it, because there are seasons for everything. But he's talking about a due season. And I've got something to say to you. You know, Jesus and Isaiah chapter 50, go there with me. Isaiah 50, and the prophet Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus. But I want you to understand something with me this morning. Everybody that's in the room has the, if you have Christ in your life, you have the mind of Christ. You have the Spirit of God that's inside of you. Amen? And I want to speak a word here to someone today, whoever it is, the Lord knows. But in Isaiah 50 verse 4, he says, the Lord God have given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh it morning by morning. He waketh my ear to hear as a learned. The Lord God have opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. In other words, God gave me a word and season for those that are weary. Those that are weary. And he told me just to read Psalms 126 to you, so go there. Whoever it is, God's speaking to you today. He wrote this word to you. He's speaking to you this morning through his word. He says in Psalms 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. In other words, they were still in their situation. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord hadn't done it yet, but they knew all of a sudden when they begin to laugh and they begin to sing, sort of like Paul and Silas at midnight when they began to sing praises to God and the prison was open. Okay? He says this. He says, and the Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. In other words, God is saying this, weeping may last for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. God's saying there's a due season, and your season's about to come. Every tear, he's kept every tear. He never missed one of the tears that you wept and you cried and you were seeking and you were asking, and not one of them was lost. God caught every last one of them. And he says, guess what? It may last for the night, but there's some joy coming. Hallelujah. And he also told me to say this. He said in 127:3, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. He says, and be not weary and well-doing. In due season, we shall reap. Come on now. God wants to encourage you. Come on now. You've been waiting for something. You've been praying for something. You've been hoping for something. God says, we're about ready to reap. We're about ready to harvest. We're about ready to get what we've been seeking and asking and waiting for. Must be nobody asking for something besides me. Anybody seeking God for something? Hallelujah. It's harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Got to get it in your heart, man. Because he says this. He says, hey, be not weary in well-doing. Our due respect. For in due season, our due report, what's expected, we shall reap. He didn't say we may. He didn't say we perhaps. He didn't say we maybe. He said we shall. All the promises of God are what? Come on, if you can't see it, you're never going to get it. Amen? You ain't going to get it. I'm telling you what, I said it, I'll say it again. There's not a farmer out there that plants his corn, isn't expecting a corn harvest. Amen? And God says, hey, don't get weary. Don't faint. Don't get faint-hearted. For a due season, we shall reap. You know, when I was looking at that, he said this. He took me to Matthew 25. And Matthew 25, there's the parable of the talents. And the parable of the talents, he gave one man five talents, one man two talents, and one man one. And God has gifted everybody in the house. And he says in his word, the five put his five to work, and he gained five more. And the two put his to work, and he gained two more. And the one put his to work, and he gained none. The one didn't put it to work. He sat on his laurels, waiting for his answer. Hello? But God said to the one that the five and the one that two, he said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will make you Lord over much. Hello? Hello? And then what God is saying is, what are we doing with what he's entrusted us with now? What are we doing with what he's entrusted us now? He said, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, other men shall give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. God's speaking to us. There's a due reward. He says, hey, let's not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. In other words, the faint is our due response. How we respond to him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but he's speaking to me. Turn me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. What motivates you? What motivates you? The Lord. The reward. That's my motivation. I'm not only stacking my treasure on earth, I'm stacking my treasure on heaven where the moth and the rust and the corruptor eat it up. Hello? Hey, guess what? There's a millennial reign on this earth for 1,000 years. I'm going to reign with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years. Hello? According to God's word, not according to Carl. Amen? The things I'm doing, the things I do, hey, he says, not be weary in well-doing, doing good, doing well for others, respecting one another, loving one another, caring for one another. Amen? That we have a due report. Hey, for a due season, we're going to reap. We're going to have a reward. We're going to have a reward. His kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I don't just have to wait till heaven comes. Heaven's already came. Heaven's already came. He gave you the best heaven had to offer. He gave you Jesus. He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you the Spirit of God that's in you. Heaven's walking on this earth right now. He's walking in you and I. Amen? Amen? And all he's saying to you and saying to me is, hey, there's a due response. There's a due response. A response. You know, a response is a requirement. What is he asking us to do? Not to faint. Not to faint. Not to relax. Not just to rest. But to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, he says in 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not. We put Isaiah to practice. Isaiah 40 where it says that we'll mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint because we put our trust in him. He even says in verse 60, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perishes, our inward man is renewed day by day. Man, I'm getting younger every day. If we believe from the inside out, I'm getting younger every day. I may look older, but I'm feeling younger. I'm telling you something. When I was 40, I couldn't run 6 miles a day. Hello? Hello? For they that wait upon the Lord, he'll renew their strength.
Amen.
They'll mount up with wings as eagles, and you'll run.
Amen.
And not grow weary. And you'll walk and not faint. You know, what he is saying to us today is simply this. Hey, and be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Don't give up. Don't give up. He who's begun a good work is faithful to see it through to completion. God never starts something he doesn't finish. He's the author and the finisher. He's the beginner and the ender. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is all we need. Amen. God wants you and I to know. He's just saying to us today, children, sons, daughters, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. We shall reap if we don't faint, if we don't give up. Don't lose heart. Keep your hand to the plow and don't look back. Amen. We're getting the planting, watering, and harvesting for the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know what he said? What does he say in verse 10? He says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. Amen. We're to take care of one another. Amen.
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 Anybody with me here?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is he saying? There's a in closing today. Now everybody can say, amen. In closing, he says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Due respect. For at due season, the due report, we shall reap the due reward if we faint not as our due response. Don't pay attention to him, pay attention to me. He's just setting something up for me here. Hallelujah. So in closing today, God is saying this to everyone in the house, that he loves you, that he has a plan in your life, and no matter where you've been or no matter what you've done, he doesn't change his mind concerning you. All he says to you and I is, hey, will you change your mind concerning me? Not me, him. And what he is saying in closing today is simply this. Maybe you're here today and you once knew the Lord and you drifted away and you're not at that place. Or maybe one time you just haven't totally surrendered to the Lord. You say, Pastor.